This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. President Bidyadev Bhandari reaches Bangladesh for a two-day state visit. World Water Day being celebrated today with the slogan Valuing Water and at least 6 people killed in government attack on hospital in northwest Syria. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadev Bhandari has reached Bangladesh for a two-day state visit at the friendly invitation of the President of Bangladesh, Mohammad Abdul Hamid. At the Hazrat Shahjalal International Airport in Dhaka, President Bhandari was received by President of Bangladesh, Abdul Hamid, and Ambassador of Nepal to Bangladesh, Dr. Bangsidhar Mishra. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said President Bhandari is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with her Bangladeshi counterpart today. It is stated that 3 separate memorandums of understanding on tourism, promotion, sanitary and phytosanitary measures are to be signed between the two countries during their visit. The President was seen off by Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha and Deputy Prime Minister Iswar Pokhrel at the VVIP lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun will be looking after the President's duties during the absence of President Bidyadev Bhandari. Vice President Pun will be fulfilling President's responsibilities during the President's absence as per the provision in the Constitution of Nepal. Ministry of Health and Population has directed the concerned bodies to strictly follow the health protocol and testing at the border checkpoints as number of COVID-19 cases spiked in India. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry, spokesperson of the ministry, Professor Dr. Jageswar Gautam, also urged all to remain alert and follow health protocol seriously as the number of coronavirus infection in India is increasing. Also speaking on the occasion, Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Krishna Paudel, directed all the health offices to check for fever and COVID-19 symptoms at the border entry points. He also urged public to adopt the health safety protocol and directed health officials to identify the high-risk zones and carry out antigen tests. The ministry has also asked all not to organize any kind of assembly, processions, gathering, seminars, crowded meeting or crowd gathering business. Rhino census has begun today from the Pratappura Parsa National Park. Minister for Forest and Environment Prem Bahadur Ali inaugurated the campaign by whistling. The campaign was launched on the witness of National Planning Commission member Krishna Prasad Oli, Forest Ministry Secretary Dr. Biswanath Oli, Director General of Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Deepak Kharel, Managing Director of Department of Forest Mal Bahadur Khadka and chiefs from different donor agencies among others. World Water Day is being celebrated today with the slogan Valuing Water. According to United Nations, the value of water is about much more than its price. This day is celebrated keeping in line with Sustainable Development Goal No. 6, which is aimed at achieving water and sanitation by all for 2030. According to United Nations, global water demand is likely to rise by over 50% by 2040. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The International Rescue Committee, IRC, has said in a statement artillery shelling has killed 6 civilians, including a child, when it hit a surgical hospital in rebel-held northwest Syria. The IRC said the attack on Sunday in the town of Aterov has also wounded 16 civilians, including 5 health staff. The hospital is now out of service. The attack came despite a Russian-Turkish ceasefire in force since March 2020, covering the wider rebel-held stronghold in northwest Syria. Turkey's defense ministry and a war monitor earlier reported that Syrian government artillery fire hit the hospital's main entrance inside a cave. Guy Brice Parfiriet Kolela's leading opposition presidential candidate in the Republic of Congo's election died on Sunday, a day after the country went to the polls. Kolela's was hospitalized on the eve of the elections and died of COVID-19 as he was being taken to France for treatment, his campaign director told AFP news agency on Monday. On Saturday, a family member told the Associated Press that Kolilas was receiving treatment at a private hospital in the capital after contracting the coronavirus. About 18,000 Australians have been evacuated from flooding across New South Wales as heavy rain continues to batter the east coast. Days of torrential downpours have caused rivers and dams to overflow around Sydney, the state capital, and in southeast Queensland. Officials say the one-in-a-50-year event may continue all week and have urged the public to exercise caution. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has offered funds for those forced to flee. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. President Vidyadeb Bhandari reaches Bangladesh for a two-day state visit. World Water Day being celebrated today with the slogan Valuing Water, and at least six people killed in government attack on hospital in northwest Syria. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.